Blog Talk Radio.
Here's a word from the Lord this morning found in the Gospel recorded by St. Luke, the 18th chapter. And we would like to speak from the first verse. Luke chapter 18, verse 1 reads, "And he spoke a parable unto them to this end, that men should always pray and not give up."
Amen.
And we want to speak briefly on this subject this morning. Don't stop praying.
Yes, sir. Go.
Don't stop praying. For truly, we are living in perilous times. It seems like on a daily basis, we just get bombarded by bad news after bad news after bad news. Dealing with a pandemic that the world has never experienced before. And it's affecting our health, it's affecting our economy, and for a lot of individuals, it's affecting their mentality. And it seems like you can just only bear so much before you begin waving the white flag of surrender and announcing that I quit. Give up. But according to Jesus, we can't give up.
Amen.
Jesus, our role model, our Savior, he commands us to pray and not give up.
Amen.
He's mindful that we're experiencing difficult times. It gives us a weakened view of things. We, in the state of being weak, and when you're weak long enough, you begin to collapse, and once you collapse, you start to fall, and once you fall, you have the tendency to turn back. But I would submit to you this morning that the Apostle Paul, who was considered one of the greatest Christians these 21 centuries have ever seen, Paul speaks himself of the danger of the fear that he had. He tells us that unless when I preach the gospel to others, I myself might become a castaway. In other words, Paul was saying that when my service is done and over, I'm fearful that I might get stamped with an unapproved stamp. That's sad. For all of us who are in Christian service, we need to reflect every now and then on how it would feel to be rejected and regarded as being unapproved by Christ Jesus. But what makes us reach the stage of giving up? Well, the experience of the life of us, sometimes there for any of us to live. Many people find out that the way of Christ Jesus is not as simple as we make it seem. Sometimes life can be categorized as an uneven journey, where sometimes up, sometimes down. There are things, great trials that test out our very souls. And when we experience all that up and down and testing, it's likely to make us want to quit. And sometimes it's not just one big thing, but it's an accumulation of a lot of little things. Sometimes things just mount up as a multiplication problem until one little one after another, they just pile up and become too much to bear. Our patience runs out. And we feel that there's no point to continue. So therefore, sometimes we quit, we give up, we faint because our
family and friends, they place too many demands on us that we're not able to meet. And then you add to that our own individual burdens of guilt. The sins that drain our spiritual energy and leave us tired and exhausted. Then you have friends who don't prove true sometimes. And we don't prove true to them. My goal is to say that our friends do us sometimes more harm than our enemies. They don't mean to, it just works out that way. So when all of these things come together, we discover that we're not equal. And so we feel like we hardly have a choice. Well, we do have a choice. But we find a false solution to the whole thing by giving up. It's not turning out right. So all these things are just measuring up and we give up. So what do we do about this? Well, Jesus puts it clearly to us in the 18th chapter of the Gospel of Luke. He says, men should always pray and not give up. What Jesus is saying to us is that prayer and giving up can't abide in the same house. One of them has to go. When we truly pray, energy is given to us so that we won't give up. Men should always pray, Jesus says. You're supposed to pray whatever happens. You have to pray always, all the time. Not sometimes, but always. If Jesus is our role model and our example, he has sat down and given us a mighty lesson in prayer. Because Jesus prayed in bright days as well as dark nights. Jesus prayed his way through life and through death and into victory. Can't you see Jesus on the banks of the Jordan River? Luke tells us when he was about to be baptized, he prayed in an initial act of consecration. He prayed, Jesus did, until the heavens opened up. And God the Father spoke from on high and said, this is my beloved Son, and whom I'm well pleased. Jesus prayed all night long before he chose his disciples. And you have to be in the business of prayer when you're making life-altering decisions, because our judgment is fine except in God's life. Our wisdom is too insufficient except the Lord guide our directions and our decisions. Look at Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration, praying until the borderline between heaven and earth disappeared. Look at Jesus praying until time is momentarily into eternity. He prayed until Moses heard him and Elijah. They came and stood right on that bright mountain with Jesus, and he prayed until heaven came down to earth. In the Garden of Gethsemane, at that fourth watch of the night, Jesus prayed a long while until angels came down and wiped the sweat from his forehead. He prayed. He prayed on Calvary in the midst of the agony and pain. He prayed until the death was settled for the murderers who were murdering him. Prayed until the account was settled. He prayed until sins were forgiven. He prayed until death lost its sting. He prayed until heaven did end. And finally, he prayed his own spirit into the hands of the Father. He prayed the surrender the spirit into the keeping of the Father. He said, into your hands I commend my spirit. Jesus prayed when things went well all around him. And he prayed when he had no friends. He prayed by day. He prayed by night. He prayed in the temple. He prayed alone. He prayed his way through life and beyond. And you and I, my brothers and sisters, we need to pray. Pray on, my brother. Pray on, my sister. Pray when success smiles on your pathway. Pray so that life will not turn your head from God. Pray when failure clouds your day. Pray because God will bring your sunshine. Pray when life turns mean, for in prayer, sweet hour, your soul will find relief. Pray on. Pray on while you're sick, because God can cool a scorching fever. Pray when sorrow comes, for God can wipe all tears from your eyes. Pray on when trouble comes to your house. Pray until trouble has to run away. Pray when friends forsake you, because Jesus is a friend who will stick closer than a brother. Pray when your way is trying to blow, because we serve a God who knows how to cheer up your trials. Pray on. Pray on. And I hear you saying, well, Pastor, you know this is a God. My answer to you is, I know it, but still pray. Because there are times when it feels like it's almost impossible. And it is impossible to pray on it. If you're alone, call upon God. On behalf of yourself, there's no way that you'll be able to make it. Because at times, sickness can be so deep, sorrow can be so complete, anger can be so much in control that it seems like your prayers won't reach the rooftop. We can pray if we're companions, but sometimes we can't count all companionship on us. But I've got good news. Every child of God prays with aid all around. Maybe someone listening to me today, you have somebody praying for you. I hope they do. But if nobody, listen to me carefully, if nobody on earth is praying to you, your prayer is still not by itself. Because the first chapter of the book of Hebrews says that when Jesus, our great high priest, by himself, purges our sins with nobody to help. And when Jesus by himself purged our sins, he sat down at the right hand of God. And what was he doing at the right hand of God? Well, Hebrew in the 7th chapter said he ever lived to make intercession for us. So when the storms of life are raging and my soul cries out, Jesus is sitting at the right hand of majesty. And sometimes I think Jesus leans over and he says, still the storm for a while. Sometimes when my strength runs out, I can see Jesus sitting at the right hand of God saying, give him just a little more grace. While I'm praying and you're praying, Jesus is praying for us. Right there on God's right hand, talking to the Father on our behalf, asking him that the thy clouds be beaten away. And then when you and I, I'm getting ready to close now, but when you and I come to the River Jordan, I'm the older I get, the more I think about that Jordan River. I can't tell you how it will be yet. You can't tell me how it will be, but I just like to think about it every now and then. You see, if you belong to the Lord, if you belong to Him, I believe when you call, He will answer you with everything you need. Have you ever called on the Lord when you were in need? And He answered your prayer and saw you through the situation you were praying for. I'm here to tell you, yes, He's in glory and He's listening and answering prayer. And just the fact that I know that I serve a God who hears me, gives me the strength to continue not to give up, but to keep on in my Savior's name. Because we have a Savior who is sitting at the right hand of the Father. But as I close, let me let you in on something that I read this week. I read over in the book of Acts of an individual called Deacon Stephen. He got in trouble for teaching about Jesus and preaching Jesus and telling the truth. And the individual who got upset, they rounded them up and they began to stone Deacon Stephen. And while he was being stoned, Deacon Stephen, he didn't complain, he didn't talk out of line, he didn't do it in person, he was praying. And he told the individual that he said, I'm looking up and I see heaven open up. And as I look into heaven, I see Jesus standing at the right hand of the Lord. He wasn't sitting. He saw Jesus standing up, looking at him and giving him the strength that he needed to endure what he was going through. And I know I got two or three witnesses who can testify to the happy truth that I get all my strength from Jesus, who I pray to all days. Daily, and I believe when we come down to the River of Jordan, which has no bridge, and we hear that river pounding in our ears, and we feel the spray lifting on our face, I believe that God will hear our cries and carry us over where the wicked will cease from trouble. And the weary souls are at rest. Do you know it? Isn't it all right? Have you ever talked to him and told him all about the problems? Did you hear your pain and crying? And have any answer? By and by, just a little talk with Jesus will make everything all right. I don't care what you're going through. Don't stop praying, because prayer is our weapon to get over what we are getting going through. There's no problem on earth that God can't cure. And as you pray, the Lord hears by and by, and He answers by and by. Just, oh my goodness, just a little talk with Jesus will make everything all right. Jesus knows how to operate in that first situation. Can I get a witness? And my word to you this morning is don't quit. Don't stop praying. Because as you pray, God will give you strength for what you're going through. Be it sickness, be it economic distress, be it weariness. If you pray, God has an answer for you. And He will certainly answer your prayer and see you through. Somebody say, amen. How good the Lord is. Amen. 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 Amen.